Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location, one voice delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, good afternoon. Excuse me, goodness. Excuse me. Of course, it waits for this moment for my throat to just go completely sideways with me. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. Now, these midterm elections exposed a weakness in our get-out-the-vote mindset that we need to fix. We don't need to watch the news anymore. This has once again been driven home. We have time before the 2024 brawl in the electoral octagon. When prepping for combat, a commander's greatest asset is time. With time, you can get more of anything else, being bullets, people, but you can never get more time. So the 2 years before we have before the next election is a great and glorious resource we need to utilize to the maximum degree possible. We have been blessed, people, with over 700 days to unscrew the screw-ups that made election night as disappointing as dispatch rider's wedding night. We have time to fix some of the problems that screwed us in 2022 just in time for 2024. And one of the most important is how we get out the vote. One clear lesson coming out of this cluster is that in many states, but not all, we have been trying to run 2012 elections in a 2022 environment. And a number of people are pointing this out. And it's not, well, it's actually kind of annoying that the people in charge did not think about it beforehand. COVID happened, and that changed things in many key states. Election day is not even election week anymore, or election month. And that's a reality, especially in blue states. So what the hell is wrong with Arizona? And they're still counting in some states, just not competent ones like Florida. Florida is no longer the butt of jokes of the United States. Now I guess it could be Pennsylvania. We need to look at this new terrain and we need to fight in it and not pretend that reality is something more to our liking. And my liking would be a one-day election with photo ID conducted on paper ballots in person except for soldiers and people with a really good excuse for a mail-in ballot. That's what I want. But I also want a unicorn. I've already built the cage and everything, the pen. But that's not happening. It's not in the cards. We need to adapt to the election world as it is. Not as we would like for it to be. Some folks are fuming that we need to harvest ballots where legal and do that sort of thing. They think we should just change the laws more to our liking. But that kind of misses that without political power, we can do nothing. And that is not to say we should try to push for reforms where we can. Not to say, you know. Obvious fixes include shorter voting periods and cutting off absentee ballots as of the close of the polls. If you're too dumb to mail in your ballot beforehand, you're too dumb to participate in my democracy. And the counting should begin before Election Day so this eternal count nonsense ceases. If you want faith in our elections, try earning it by conducting them as efficiently as they do in the third world. But mail-in voting is here to stay in some form, and the Democrats have mastered it. And it's easier to cheat, and we have to be ready for that. But we have to get people voting earlier. Many conservatives have an attachment to in-person day of voting, but part of that is because Donald Trump urged people to vote on Election Day. But once the GOP owned mail-in voting, not so long ago, we used it effectively, not so much today. And that needs to change. And you need to understand the superiority of bank votes because the Democrats do. When they're cast, they're cast. No forgetting to vote. No work crises, sick dogs, rain showers to keep voters from the polls on Election Day. And you can follow it up on your voters. It's hard to track votes that occur on Election Day, but if you have a couple of weeks, you can text your Republican voter, remind him or her to vote, and then strike him or her off the list when he or she reports that he or she has. Democrats do that. Democrats has his, her, zeer voting progress tracked by the party, and they generate tons of low propensity votes. This is a major change in mindset because we are still, to a large extent, stuck in the mode of focusing on winning votes from the general electorate. And those ads you see on regular TV, if you still watch TV like a sucker, are probably targeted and expensive. Social media and text ads are much more targeted. They can and do use your declared party affiliation, as well as magazine subscriptions and other indicators to indicate and identify your voting propensity. But much of this is still trying to influence voters. We need to manage them through the process individually over time. Have you got your ballot? Remember to vote for red non-rhino. A few days later, did you vote? Did you put it in the mail? Do you need us to come by and harvest it? Yes. Ballot harvesting is an abomination, and we need to do it where it is legal. GOP now does that in some venues in California after getting thumped by the Democrats in the first cycle where it was legal. When the GOP did it, we started winning. We need to do that, especially in rural areas, and sometimes it will mean going out on foot, pounding on doors, and getting those working class folks voting. There's a whole bunch of potential voters out there. We need to target them and manage the voting process, not just run ads on The Price is Right. One reason we can move from influencing voters to managing voting, besides tech that automates the process, is that voters are much more set in their preferences. There's less split ticketing today. It's less important to emphasize who to vote for to our base than to ensure that they're actually voting. And people of a certain age agree, or, you know, they remember when Florida was purple and Al Gore lost the state by hair in 2000. But now they're so focused on Ron DeSantis' future that they forget his past, particularly consolidating the free state of Florida as a red bastion. And what exactly happened in Florida? They understood the threshold problem, corrupt and incompetent election officials in urban blue bastions. So they got rid of them. Then they imposed tight election rules and put a system into effect that had Florida reporting results before other states started counting. Harvesting voter ID, that kind of thing. The system is only one element of the overhaul, though. The other is they registered Republicans, and if you get a person registered first, you're making it more likely that they default to the GOP because they have mentally committed. Second, you make them easier to identify and manage during the voting process. Florida registered a ton of Republicans, huge numbers. And the Florida GOP, they kept it up between cycles such that they are now more registered Republicans than Democrats. Democrats always understood the importance of getting people registered as a Democrat. For decades, though the country was approximately 50-50 in voting preference, they had more registered party members. And in some ways, it was easier for them since they had urban constituencies and union bodies to go out and do the signing up. Republicans were left hoping the independents, many of whom were really Republicans who had just never been invited to register as GOP, showed up on Election Day. Florida actually has a Republican Party, unlike California, which has an organization with that name that does little or nothing. State organizations are indispensable. They provide the manpower for the kind of voter management operation we need. But that sort of investment is not attractive to many consultant class folks who get a cut of media buys but have more trouble getting paid off in volunteer GOTV efforts. So, as is typical, sometimes the most mundane fundamental is the most important. But Florida has turned things. They have turned things. And that is the most important part of all of it. Florida has managed to turn the bend. They now have the highest degree of integrity when it comes to their elections of anybody in the United States, bar none. And that means something. And this is how we can take the fight in the long run. Later on today, you're going to hear from somebody who knows how to do this. We're going to talk to a guy named Tim Knight. You've heard from him before. And we're going to do a breakdown of this election. But, you know, this is a very important thing to consider going forward, because this not only influences gun rights, it influences the entirety of the Republic. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. One of the freedoms, one of the ways we express our freedoms is freedom of movement. And in to a large degree, if movement is... They would love to get rid of the car, period. They would love to get rid of the car, period. They would love to have it set up to where you could only go certain places via mass transit. They love that. Big cities love that kind of thing because this is how they manage the gridlock that happens in a city. But in some places where that is actually sort of a... where they're actually trying to manage something that means something, like gridlock, in a lot of ways, just restricting your movement goes a long way. They're starting, you know, they've started construction on the line city that's, you know, where there'll be no need for a car. They'll know exactly where you are all the time, all the, you know, anyway. But they, right now, we haven't got quite to that point yet. So right now, they're praising electric cars. And if everybody were just to buy the electric cars, then solar and wind will replace our need for oil. Which is the stupidest thing I've ever heard. Because only, I think 40% of all petroleum products actually go to fuel. And the other 60% go to something else altogether. But I had talked about some inconvenient facts, I don't know, recently about this. Here's some more. Like President Joe Biden, who's forgotten he's already said this, future of the auto industry is electric. He's assuming a vast improvement in batteries. Better batteries are crucial because both power plants and cars need to store lots of electric power. But inconvenient fact number three, batteries are lousy at storing large amounts of energy. Physicist Mark Mills says batteries leak and they don't hold a lot. He thinks electric cars are great, but explains that oil begins with a huge advantage. 5,000% more energy in it per pound. Electric car batteries weigh 1,000 pounds. Those 1,000 pounds replace just 80 pounds of gasoline. But future batteries will be better, you can point out to Mr. Mills. And he responds, engineers are really good at making things better, but they can't make them better than the laws of physics permit. And that's inconvenient fact four. Miracle batteries powerful enough to replace fossil fuels are a fantasy. Once again, Mr. Mills, because nature is not nice to humans, we store energy for when it's cold or really hot. People who imagine an energy transition want to build windmills and solar panels and store all that energy in batteries. But if you do the arithmetic, you'd find you need to build about $100 trillion worth of batteries to store the same amount of energy that Europe has in storage now, which is not enough, for this winter. And it would take the world's battery factories 400 years to manufacture that many batteries. Now, politicians don't mention that when they promise every car will be electric. They also don't mention that the electric grid is limited. This summer, California officials were so worried about blackouts, they asked electric vehicle owners to stop charging cars. But yet today, few of California cars are electric. Now, Governor Gavin Newsom ordered that all new cars must be electric by 2035. Where does he think he'll get the electricity to power them? Roughly speaking, you have to double your electric grid to move the energy out of gasoline into the electric sector. And no one is planning to double the electric grid, so they'll be rationing. Rationing. That means some places will simply turn off some of the power, and that's our final inconvenient fact. We just don't have enough electricity for all electric cars. Today, we don't. And worse, if, as many activists and politicians propose, we try to get that electricity from 100% renewable sources, the rationing would be deadly. Even if you cover the entire continent of the United States with solar panels, you wouldn't supply half of America's electricity, Mr. Mills points out. Even if you added Washington Monument-sized wind turbines spread over an area six times greater than the state of New York, that wouldn't be enough. And this is just math and physics. It's amazing supposedly responsible people promote impossible fantasies. And Mr. Mills does complain. It's been an extraordinary accomplishment of propaganda, almost infantile, distressing because it's so silly. Even if people invent much better cars, wind turbines, solar panels, power lines, and batteries, you're still drilling things, digging up stuff. You're still building machines that wear out. It's not a magical transformation. Even worse, today politicians make us pay more for energy while forcing us to do things that hurt the environment. Their restriction on fossil fuel drive people to use fuels that pollute more. In Europe, Mr. Mills complains they're going back to burning coal. What we've done is have our energy system designed by bureaucrats instead of engineers. We get worse energy, more expensive energy, and higher environmental impacts. I'm going to confess. I would like to try an electric car. I don't want that to be my only means of conveyance. That would be a very limited conveyance. But I won't pretend that owning one would make me some kind of environmental hero, because I don't care about that. I know I'm completely in touch with it. I just like to try the technology. Mr. Mills concludes, there will be lots more electric cars in the future. There should be, because that will reduce demand for oil, which is a good thing. But when you do the math, to operate a society with 5 or 6 billion people who are living in poverty, we can't imagine, when you want to give them a little of what we have, the energy demands are off the charts big. We're going to need everything, and that includes fossil fuel. Now, in these big cities, they have interesting things going on in the big cities right now, where they have, where they're trying to restrict gun carriers, where they have defunded the police, where they have, you know, got cash bail reform and all this other stuff, and where they're decriminalizing everything. Crime is going up. And in these areas where crime is going up, where they tried to overmanage with COVID and all these other things they've tried to do to control their respective jurisdictions, they've driven companies out of business, like in California. Kroger closed 3 grocery stores. Now, the only way this limited mobility scheme would work would be for you to be able to find everything you need in a very small geographical area. But when they so overreach on this that they're, while they're trying to appeal to everybody and want everybody to like them, and instead they're driving everybody into misery, at the same time, when you create these food deserts, like, for example, in this, I think this is Long Beach and parts around that in California, where 3 Kroger-affiliated grocery stores closed down, taking the jobs with them and also taking the grocery store with them. So there was an economic impact, and it was part of creating what they would refer to as a food desert. With crime going up, homelessness is on the rise, pestilence all around them, crime on the rise, and everything else. And at the same time, they're telling people they can't have guns. They can't have guns, and in some cases, gosh, we don't even want you to have a car. And this is the left on parade. This is the left on parade. It just cracks me up when I sit here and I try to consider all the things that they try and how it all. Let's talk about that next. Let's talk about that next, shall we? We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Top Pentagon officials are calling Russia's targeting of Ukraine's electrical grid a war crime.
They are imposing a campaign of terror, a campaign of maximum suffering on the Ukrainian civilian population in order to defeat Ukrainian morale.
Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Mark Milley, saying Russia's latest attack on Ukraine's infrastructure included up to 100 missiles. Republican Mitch McConnell will continue to serve as the party's Senate leader.
We just had a rather lengthy, as you could tell, discussion about the way forward for Senate Republicans, and you have before you the leadership team for the next 2 years.
Speaking after a closed-door meeting, the Kentucky lawmaker said he wasn't offended over the votes opposing him as a Senate minority leader. This is USA Radio News.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. You know, a lot of people don't know what's coming. What I see loom, I really wish it would get here sooner now while I'm still whatever age I am, because the longer it takes, the older I'll get. And I'll be here for it, I hope, I think. We're in this post-election haze, and many conservatives are sort of confused at the moment. Because if the economy is such a high priority issue, and the Democrats are mostly responsible for the runaway inflation, why didn't the Republicans win more seats? Now, a lot of people lay some of the blame at the feet of Donald Trump. And he does deserve some of that, but that in and of itself is the only thing is a pointless and wasted exercise. Some people are looking at the Dobbs decision with abortion as a key issue, which deflects from the real issue at hand. And the cause of this election loss is relatively simple and dismaying. Americans have not suffered enough pain with this economy yet. Inflation hits everyone. It is an indiscriminate irritant that impacts people regardless of class or race or any other social divider. It is bad. Everyone knows the actual rate of inflation is higher than the government has reported. Inflation is experienced every day on every shopping trip. Over a third of the country saw their retirement funds take hits that will require years to recover from as the stock market attempted to react to the inflationary spending out of Washington, D.C. And the problem is that despite this pain, while inflation is frustrating, Americans haven't felt the real pains of a down economy. Inflation is something that people manage. They purchase less. They change what they spend money on. Instead of purchasing a expensive six-pack of craft beer, they'll buy less, you know, they'll buy Busch. Rather than buy steak, they'll purchase alternatives to ease the pain. The number of nights eating out is reduced, or the restaurants that are chosen are less expensive. The bottom line is that no one is starving as a result of the current inflation. Inflation is a force that can be mitigated. It can be coped with. People still have jobs. There are job openings out there still. Inflation on its own doesn't devastate the job market. That is reserved for the recession that usually shadows an inflationary period. When people are complaining that their income doesn't go as far as it did a year ago, they are still working, paying their bills, and managing to survive. From an election perspective, that meant they could still vote for Democrats despite their guilt in causing this economic downturn. The electorate could vote on hope that the economy will somehow straighten itself out. They could embrace the illusion that they would get their student loans paid off, that America would go green, and that it might all just work out. For many, the economy just wasn't bad enough for them to change their voting patterns. Americans haven't really suffered from an economy since the housing bubble burst in 2008, and that means that many young people have no memories of their parents losing their jobs or their homes during a real economic crisis. They've not experienced hiring freezes or parents being forced to take jobs they hated simply to pay their bills. Young people can afford to be idealistic because they have no fresh memories of the suffering and anguish that a crippled economy can cause. Those who have endured past economic downturns tend to believe it can't happen again, that safeguards are in place to protect their jobs. Many entertain the irrational thought that the federal government will be there to take care of them. And this misbegotten belief is further supported by stimulus checks during the pandemic. That illusion is already starting to shatter. Twitter, Ford, and Meta have laid off thousands, and Amazon has announced even more. The constriction of cash flow to fight inflation comes with the reality that many of the big tech companies have to focus on turning a profit. And this means more layoffs in that sector. The threat of a railroad strike looms in the near future as well, and that will cripple our already fragile supply chain. The shock of the potential energy crisis in Europe this winter will be another destabilizing factor with ripple effects that few really comprehend at the moment. When more companies implement hiring freezes and layoffs and the economy constricts, the reality of the job market will be evident. And yes, there are many jobs out there, but they will not be the high-paying jobs that many are going to be looking for. People will be forced to take jobs that pay less with money that doesn't go as far as it did before the crisis. Realistically, 2022 wasn't the year when the real economic pain existed. And that suffering and pain is on the horizon, America. And that means a great many things. Everything that you see right now going on, all of the crime uptick, all of the lawlessness uptick, that goes into overdrive when this all comes about. All these kicking the cans down the road that we have watched over the years. We've seen it on the news. Oh, they just kicked the can down the road on the budget. They kicked the can down the road on this. I mean, when Trump came into office, our debt was $19 trillion. It's $31 trillion now. Maybe going towards 32. I don't know how much they've been spending. That, unfortunately, doesn't affect me as badly as it affects my grandkids, because my grandkids will be the ones that, if it ever does get paid off, they'll be the ones paying for it. And one of the things about this election is that people still managed. They were still able to go out and get a tattoo. Maybe not five a year. Maybe they just got one. But they still were able to replenish their ink. They were able to go out and buy a car, maybe not the one they wanted, maybe not for the price they wanted to get it, but they could. In California, they're already experiencing things. They're already experiencing brownouts and all this other stuff because of what they've done with their green agenda, which, by the way, they want for all of us. The Democrats want California for all of us. It's starting to get cold. Does anybody like living in the cold? Nobody likes living in the cold. What's going to happen is if this continues at the rate it's going, especially if the railroad strike comes about, that will be between that and the energy crisis and the inflation, that will have a horrific effect. People that have never committed a crime are going to become very desperate. And desperation leads to irrationality. The preppers will be okay because they have prepped. But one other thing about being a prepper is one thing. And Super Dave Harrington has talked about this a whole lot. In these situations, it really will become basically, it boils down to the haves and the have-nots. Now, the people who have prepared a little bit, who can hold out a little longer, will have things that other people do not have that they desperately need. And I'm not talking about food that's like, oh, I've got like, 600 pounds of ribeyes cut in free, in dry ice. It's never going to defrost. I've got it, I've got it buried in the ground. Not that, we're just talking about freeze-dried rice that you can reconstitute. Or you could eat it without it being reconstituted. And I don't know how it would suck, though. But anyway, that's what I'm talking about. But they'll need that. They'll want that. And they will be desperate to have it. And then we're going to be fighting each other. And that leads to a situation where very soon that will actually drive us to the point to where we stop looking at each other and we start looking at who did it. That'll be our French Revolution moment. Somebody will step up. It'll be a Trump type guy who says, this is who caused this, not you and him. You're not against each other. This is who did it. And then everybody's focus is going to change. And then this government that tried to set in motion all of this control over your life, they're going to lose control over everything. And then we fall into some very dark times that a lot of us won't survive. So, at this moment, while we're peering over the abyss, we're very close to it, and we're on a downhill slope, there may be some way to save that. But one of the reasons that this was not a red wave was because America hasn't felt the pain yet. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. The media, they heart gun control. We know this, and while we dislike it, we also accept it as the status quo. And that doesn't mean we're not going to point out factual issues with their so-called reporting. It's one of the true joys of my life. Like this story out of Wisconsin, bemoaning how gun control wasn't passing enough. Now, it's funny about this because some people are looking at it saying, wow, that's really working out for them. But this article has its own built-in comedy, though none of it is intentional. It is hilarious because in the first four paragraphs, there were three factual distortions. Like, there have been 599 mass shootings across the country so far this year. Gun violence has been more frequent in the last 5 years than it has in any other five-year period since 1996. That number of mass shootings, well, that's the distortion, thanks to the Gun Violence Archive, which routinely uses a completely different definition than most people would. It counts the number of people shot as opposed to killed, so when people hear that there are not 599 mass shootings, they're thinking things that happen like at Parkland or Buffalo or Uvalde, not your random drive-by. Next paragraph. On October 18th, 14 schools across Wisconsin faced active shooter threats, including districts in Milwaukee, Racine, and Stevens Point, among others, according to the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. That may well be factually accurate, but its inclusion here is a distortion in an effort to advance a narrative, because the active shooter threat may mean an armed gunman in the building hunting people to murder. It may mean also that a kid's outside and has an airsoft rifle and people are freaking out. Oh, look at that. Using the Gun Violence Archive, it would appear there were no mass shootings at Wisconsin schools on that day, but they do track mass shootings. Education Weekly, however, tracks all school shootings. Guess what doesn't show up on that date or in those locations at all? No shootings. No shootings in Milwaukee, Racine, and Stevens Point. Mentioning active shooter threats without at least admitting no one was harmed seems like nothing more than an attempt to scare people in Wisconsin. Make them believe gunmen are everywhere when there doesn't appear to be much of anything going on. And last but not least, we have a politician running his trap. Despite gun violence becoming more prevalent, policies have stagnated, according to Senator Chris Larson. He says at a policy level and a statewide level, there have been zero policies passed to actually address these shootings. If anything, there's been an open flirtation with eliminating permits for concealed carry and just letting anybody who wants to carry a concealed gun to do so. I thought Congress just passed a bipartisan measure that was supposed to address these kinds of things. I mean, I know it wasn't. I know it won't. And you probably know it won't, but people like Larson usually won't admit they know it. But maybe his policy level doesn't include federal law. And if so, that seems a strange position to take, especially since the author opted to include so-called mass shooting totals that include incidents throughout the nation. So is this a state problem or a national one? Now, I stopped reading at that point because it was just so factually messed up. They couldn't get the basic facts right, and without distortion in those first few paragraphs, what hope did the rest of the piece have? And yet, this is what we get from the media these days. Like what we got from the media in another ginned up thing where they're trying now to make out like Republicans, people are on the right, conservatives. We're all just crazy people. And that, of course, is the attack of Paul Pelosi. Now, the federal indictment of David DePape, accused attacker, is in direct contradiction of court filings by the San Francisco District Attorney on the question of who opened the door, police or Paul Pelosi. Now, there's a reporter at NBC Today named Miguel Almaguer, and he has been suspended pending an internal investigation after NBC News was compelled to retract his reporting regarding the assault. In his report, Almaguer claimed Paul Pelosi did not immediately declare an emergency or try to leave his home, but instead began walking several feet back into the foyer toward the assailant and away from the police. Almaguer also wondered why he didn't try to flee or tell responding officers he was in distress. He also cited court documents which state that when the officer asked what was going on, the assailant, David DePape, smiled and said, "Everything's good." But in moments, a struggle ensued when the police saw DePape strike Paul Pelosi in the head with a hammer. Now, Almaguer's claims were consistent with the police report about the occurrences mentioned in Deadline Hollywood. The Deadline report stated, according to a network insider with knowledge of the situation, the decision was made to remove the segment after it was determined shortly after it aired that the main source of the information was unreliable regarding the question of the circumstances that the police encountered when they arrived at the house, specifically what the police saw and how far the attacker was from the door. However, the report was retracted with an editor's note claiming that this piece has been removed from publication because it did not meet NBC News reporting standards. Then the tweets about the report were also deleted. We get this breaking. The At Today Show has now deleted this clip, and at NBC News has scrubbed it from their website because it did not meet their reported standards. So right now it's unclear what happened at Pelosi's San Francisco home that night because the security camera footage and the police body camera footage hasn't been released. We can only infer based on the material available. The federal affidavit states that DePape broke into Pelosi's San Francisco residence on October 28th, claiming he wanted to speak with Nancy Pelosi and eventually attacking Paul with a hammer. The San Francisco court filing by prosecutors states that after police reached the residence, Pelosi walked with the attacker to the first floor of his house and opened the door for them. The two were both holding the hammer and then struggled over the hammer in front of the officers at the doorway before the suspect bludgeoned Pelosi. Pelosi passed out briefly and started to bleed from his head before medical help arrived. DePape faces state charges including attempted murder, burglary, and elder abuse. Federal prosecutors charged DePape with an attempted kidnapping and assault with intent to retaliate against a federal official by threatening or injuring a family member. DePape, who was there, he's the one they observed beating him in the head with a hammer, has pled not guilty, of course. Paul Pelosi was taken to a hospital and underwent successful surgery to repair a skull fracture and serious injuries to his right arm and hands. But there's some big questions with this. Why didn't they have security and police presence? Why did DePape accompany Pelosi to the front door where the police were knocking? And why did DePape smile and say, "Everything's good"? Was he attempting to deceive the police into thinking he was there as a guest so they would leave, or he was really a guest? And then there were some who were discharged or surprised that 82-year-old Paul Pelosi, who was discharged after the from the hospital 6 days after having surgery to repair a skull fracture and other serious injuries. But the Democrats have got the narrative ready. Despite the police saying the motive behind the attack remains unclear, this is all because of Trump and the MAGA Republicans. Biden, Obama, and Clinton also claimed it was politically motivated. Once again, the Republicans do not know how to do a successful any sort of anything. We don't know how to do an insurrection. We don't know how to do a murder. We're just completely inept. Let's see. From Twitter, this is a quote. Obama and Paul Pelosi, when we don't just disagree with people but start demonizing them, that creates a dangerous climate. If elected officials don't do more to reject that kind of rhetoric or encourage supporters to stand outside voting places with guns, people can get hurt. Guns, yeah. Hammer was the weapon. Hillary Clinton. Hillary Harrington. The Republican Party and its mouthpieces now let regularly spread hate and deranged conspiracy theories. It is shocking, but not surprising that violence is the result. As citizens, we must hold them accountable for their words and actions that follow. Well, why was this reporter suspended, though? Did this interfere with the Democrat campaign narrative? Was it erring in his reporting? Here's what I'll say. If you want to figure out how truthful all of this is, just look at NBC News' record. They were the ones that were the big pushers of the Russian collusion hoax, among other things. Among other things. Hour number two is inbound. It's going to be Think, Aim, Fire with Lee Williams and Bob Keller. This is Lock and Load.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
Stock market has you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813813.